soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on October 5th, 2015. It's on my heart today to talk about sounding the alarm and the various things that the Lord has showed me that were coming, that were at hand, that were immediate, and all of these things were so vital, so important. And these things particularly came out because I had read the scriptures since being a disciple, a follower of Jesus, from the 1980s, 1981 and following. But in 2004, 2005, I lived in Orange County, California, where I was raised. And I was in a very distressing situation where I literally sought the face of God earnestly from early in the morning to late at night, crying out to the Lord, calling upon the Lord, because I needed to see His intervention. And I was in the Word of God. I would grab the Word of God, and really, this is what we all should be doing. I sought the Lord, I opened my heart, and I, from a deep sincerity, I needed to hear from the Lord, had to hear from the Lord. And I would read the scriptures, and the Word of God was alive. Praise God. The Word of God is alive. The problem is, are we alive to the Word? So as I did this, there's certain scriptures that would witness to me or quicken, and I knew the Lord was speaking to me, and he instructed me, write down the things you see and hear. Well, I started writing about persecution and how the Bible talks about persecution coming, and Jesus said that many would be offended and give up because they were shallow in their faith. And I hate to see anyone give up their faith because they were shallow. It's just like someone that's going to be in a battle and should be making themselves strong, but they sit on the couch eating marshmallows. Well, you really, this is a dire day, a very serious day, and we have no time to waste, and we cannot live like usual, and we cannot play church or religion as usual. About the same time, as I was writing down these different things that the Lord would show me on a day-to-day-to-day basis and throughout the day, there was an earthquake in Indonesia and a tsunami. And that earthquake was massive, massive. It was in the nines on a Richter scale, and it rang the earth like a bell, and it actually moved off its axis and orbit, was affected. They say over 300,000 people were killed. And the Lord said in my spirit, take note, and that blew my mind. I went, oh, I knew the Lord was saying there was going to be more events like this coming. So I was seeking the Lord on a day-to-day basis and hearing from the Lord as I would read the scriptures and I'd write these things down. And He started showing me I would have dreams and I'd have perceptions and visions in my spirit where I knew I was to leave California. But yet I wasn't released to leave yet. But I knew that intensity was coming into my being where I was to flee, to get out, to leave. And I had business plans, family, everything. And about 13 months after this process of hearing from the Lord, being shown things in writing, He let me go. And I did leave, not knowing where I was going, but went by faith like Abraham. On March 10th, 2005, at 3 o'clock in the morning, I was awakened out of deep sleep, and I knew the Lord had wakened me up, and it was so quiet, it was profound. I acknowledged the Lord, I got up, and I said, what is it, Lord? And I stood at the window and stepped right into a vision where I saw, heard, felt a massive earthquake in California. I saw great destruction, I heard the sounds, I felt it, I saw it. And an earthquake is coming, and we know it's earthquake land. And even the scientists are now saying that it's sooner and larger than what they first believed. You want to be where God wants you to be. And I started asking, Lord, what do you want me to do, Lord? And He was showing me, leave. went back to bed, and I had a dream. Now, this is a very unusual day, March 10th, 2005. I had a dream this morning, and it was a drawer opened, and I either heard or saw the word start here, and there was a map, and the map had twin islands. In the dream, I knew the islands' names, but when I awoke, I could only remember that the islands' letters started with A. Both of them. Both islands started with the letters A, and they were twin islands, as I understood it. There was a magnifying glass on the right-hand side of the map. Well, I sent it to myself as an email because I knew it was a spiritual dream from the Lord, and what a night I'd had with this vision of an earthquake in California. But this is on March 10th, 2005. And I continued on a day-to-day basis to seek the Lord, hear from the Lord, and write and share. And I knew that there was going to be a very large economic situation coming. And the Lord showed me that the real estate market was going to crash. And this is when the headlines on every day were a new record, a new median price, higher and higher and higher and higher. And I started to sense this is all going to come to a halt. On April 2nd, 2005, I felt grab a tape recorder and open your mouth. And that's what I did. And I did my first audio that I recall ever doing. And I did two sessions of a message called The Alarm. And that is at my website, soundingthealarm.com. And if you click where it says Alarm is a transcript, and there's over 2.5 pages with scriptures. Everything I share in this audio is scriptural. Praise God. So study the word. It all came out of what the things that the Lord had been showing me over those months. Finally, a couple months later, I was released from Orange County, California, and I left. Later that year, I had sent this audio to someone that was on the internet radio. And this person wrote me back a letter saying that this was very much anointed, that it was of God, and that he wanted me to come on the radio show and speak what the Lord had given me. So I called, he asked me to call him. I called him, we spoke for a couple hours, and it was like February of 2006. I actually did fly out there and spoke for the first time on international radio. But I had always known the day would come when the Lord would call me and use me for just such a day as that. I got on my face, literally, the day when I received that letter, because I knew what it meant. It's hard for people to understand that God judges. It's hard for people to understand that he warns people because of what is coming. But this is the nature, and it's so scriptural. People don't want to hear about judgment, just like the ancient Jews and Israel, Judah, didn't want to hear the truth. Nevertheless, the Lord would have his ones that watch and that listen relay to the people. It's very important to discern that persecution was coming. This is from the outline. God is indeed judging. The Lord said there would be martial law in the United States of America, that they've actually set up the laws, they're changed the laws, they're violating the foundational legal framework of the United States of America, which is the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. There's great deception, massive deception on every front, education, political, spiritual, religious, merchandising. It's a literal plot to deceive the masses. There's a falling away, as the scripture said. People are religious, but they've fallen away. They've lost their first love. They've departed from the Lord, even though many of them speak of Jesus or have a form of righteousness, but they do not know the Lord. They do not know his voice. And God is judging the United States of America. God's going to judge first the believers. This is in 1 Peter 4, 17 and 18, in Ezekiel 9, 6. God marks those that grieve and that are not taken up into the abominations like Lot. God took Lot out of Sodom and Gomorrah before he rained fire like brimstone upon it and destroyed it. This is time to get close to God and to hide in the Lord. To literally hide yourself in the Lord, lay down your life, pick up your cross, deny yourself. Follow Jesus. That's what you're called to be. It's not just adding a little bit of Jesus into your life. Jesus needs to be your life. We need to be eternally focused, eternally minded, sharing the gospel. And if we do that, we walk with the Lord and abide in the Lord, we will not be surprised by anything, because the Lord will show us what is coming. And this is also in the Word of God in John 15. Jesus said, if you keep my commandments, you are my friend. And he said, I no longer call you a servant, because a servant doesn't know his master, what his master is doing. But I, everything I've heard of my Father, I make known to you. The proud are going to be judged. God hates arrogance. He hates pride. God is the only one that's to be exalted. That's Isaiah 2, 11, 12, and 17. That there's, we're called to be humble servants. There's going to be an exposure. Everything what is done that is wicked, the light is exposing the darkness. Doesn't matter who you are or where you are or how rich you are, God is going to expose you. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the fear of the Lord must be established in the earth. Got to have proper values. There's a religious system that I talk about in this original first message called The Alarm that I'm looking at right now and I'm sharing with you. And a religious system is a system of parts, and when those parts are defective or violate or are misplaced, not proper, not accurate, or misfunction, the whole system's corrupted. And this is indeed what happened with Israel and Judah, with the Pharisaical religious system that killed Jesus, killed all the prophets that would cross land and sea to make a proselyte. And when they were finished, they had ruined people, making them twice the child of hell than themselves. That's what Jesus said. And their perception and their value system was so backwards, so corrupt. They thought that cleaning pots and cups was what was important, when the Lord said, it's cleaning the inside of the man that is important. That's how backwards they had it. They were like white sepulchers. They had a beautiful facade, a beautiful front, but inside they were dead. There's a false alliance between people that profess to follow Jesus with the government, the secular world. And you say, well, we're supposed to vote, and we're supposed to have this president and that president, and we can all come together and agree and put this one in. Listen, God's in control, and God sends evil leaders for an evil people. And if you can't tell that the United States of America is one of the most wicked nations in the world, you need to pray. You're deceived. There's bondage by religious pharaohs, just like Jesus said. A pharaoh is a king that lords over God's heritage, like what Jesus says you shall not do, which doesn't work that way in the kingdom of God. But they're going to whip you and burden you and put burdens on your neck and your shoulder, and they won't touch any of it with their own fingers. Religious people won't receive from God. They won't hear from God. They take no delight in the word of the Lord. There's wheat and tares. There's good fish and bad fish. There's goats and there's sheep. There's going to be persecution from the terror religious system. There's martial law, political tyranny, response to the cataclysmic events. This is profound. And as we see great judgments of the coming into the earth with great earthquakes, there's going to be famine, there's going to be pestilence, there's going to be world war. As these things unfold, social uprising, like there is race wars now, they're going to put in place martial law to control the minds and masses of the people. And this is why they put religious leaders in place over millions of people, to control what people think. It's set. I talk about a hypocritical nation, Isaiah chapter 10. I talk about the boiling kettle. The stage is set. Look and see, the religious system persecutes again. So it's time to pick up your cross, let go of the things of this world, and serve the Lord, because we are in the time of judgment, and the true assembly of the Lord Jesus Christ is being purified, is being perfected. And this is why the Lord is calling us to sit under Jesus, who is the living Word of God, and every word of God is pure. There's no leaven in Jesus. His name is the Word of God, and this is Proverbs 30, verse 5 through 6, that God will expose everyone that is adding leaven, a little tilt, a little left, a little right to the right, a little adding, a little subtracting from the Word of God, adding a little silly stories. We need the Word of God, and you need to eat it. Eat the scroll, eat the manna, and God bless you as you do. So I got all these things in my heart. My heart was full. And I came to the place where I was released to leave my immediate family, my parents, my siblings. And I left Orange County, California, went to Bozeman, Montana. And then later I did go for 6 months to Tennessee. And I was a co-host on an international broadcast for 2 years, living in Tennessee for 6 months until the Lord brought me back. But I would share and I would speak and I would talk about repenting because God was judging the nations and how because Jesus purchased us in his own blood, we were responsible to ask the Lord, what is it, Lord, you would have me do? Where, Lord, would you have me live? What do you want me to do for business? Who do you want me to associate with? And what does this mean? This is basic discipleship. This is following your Lord, denying yourself, coming to Jesus, picking up your cross daily and following him. There's many things. We talked about friend or foe. We talked about many exhortations during that span of time. And what's interesting, I'll share with you, that it came to pass that as I was part of this other broadcast, this man was talking about the islands, but it was for monetary reasons, for safe haven reasons. And this brought out this discussion how the Lord had given me a dream on March 10th, 2005 about islands, twin islands. And it came to pass where we later went to St. Kitts and the Lord had showed me something about St. Kitts and I spoke that. And then later in 2007 in April, sovereignly, as I drove back to Tennessee and this other gentleman, which was responsible, he was the man that had the money bags, he arranged for trips to the Caribbean. And I had called the different islands and said, my name's Trevor, I'm a believer in Jesus Christ, and the Lord's put it on my heart to share some things that he's shown me. And God opened literally the doors to the nations. I would literally make the call to the right person, of course, and I had favor, and there was a witness, and the meetings came to pass. And I sovereignly, I had no control over it. The first island I spoke was Antigua. And the second island I spoke was Anguilla. So the dream, what I saw in March 10, 2005, came to pass just over 2 years later. And I went through various islands, Dominica, Puerto Rico, St. Kitts, Trinidad, Barbados, and I spoke what I had on my heart to speak at that time, telling them that God is going to judge the United States of America. Do not do the same sins that are being done in that nation. And to the degree that you submit yourself to the Lord is to the degree that you will fare through these coming times. It was also on my heart to speak to Trinidad. And I had made a call through the phone book from Bozeman, Montana. And a woman answered on one of my phone calls. And I said, my name's Trevor. I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. And the Lord's put it on my heart to share. And she said, okay. And she took down my name. And she called me right back and said, I have some more questions. But if you think I have some questions, my husband's going to have a lot more questions for you. And his name, he is in charge of the Central Ministers Association of Trinidad, Keith Ramdas, and he set up a meeting with the Central Ministers Association, and I spoke there with this other man I was associated with at the time, for which I'm no longer associated because of a breach of the gospel, of motivation, of money, of ethical reasons, and I stood aside. And I begged this person to repent. And I've learned so much from that experience of having to separate from a man that loves this present world, that loves his own self-will, that glories in his shame, that speaks of base things. And he's double-minded, triple-minded, mega-minded. And it's sad. And you see the false prophecies, you see the false associations, you see the blindness. And this is why I share these things with the people, because these things are very serious. People that can quote scripture know that the Lord is real, like Balaam. But Balaam ran greedily for reward, and he knew God was real, and he knew the voice of the Lord, and he knew prophecy, yet he was a false prophet, ladies and gentlemen. So I did speak in Trinidad, and it was a wonderful meeting, and I went there twice, again in 2008, and I spoke there, and I ministered there, and the Lord was wonderful. One of the things that the Lord had shown me in 2007, which was different from the other nations of the Caribbean, was the Lord showed me that there was going to be a convoy of battleships that were not allied with the United States that would pass by Trinidad. They would see them, a convoy of battleships passing by them. And the Lord said, not long thereafter, they will encircle the nation of Trinidad to abscond their precious resources, the natural gas, metal, other things. And the Lord said to encourage them that when this day comes, to keep their eyes on the Lord, to be eternally minded in the kingdom of God, submitting to the Lord, and they would be fine. But there is going to be world war. And in 2009, I believe, there was a convoy of Russian battleships and Russian bombers landing in Venezuela, which was 7 miles off the coast of Trinidad. So that word came to pass. So the Lord affirms the word of those he sends. It's a true word. And we glorify Jesus. We do not speak of ourselves. We do not glorify ourselves. We seek to be faithful to speak the word, what he's shown us, not add to it. Not use it, but be faithful to speak the word of the Lord, and it will always come to pass. Praise God. That's what a true watchman is. That's what a true friend of the Lord is, because a friend of the Lord does what he says. And it's so wonderful because he shows you and makes known to you the things that he hears from his Father. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord does not have us use titles and positions. The only position for us is on our knees, serving people, ministering and worshiping God. But we bless people, we love people, we call people to receive the grace that's in Jesus Christ, to be forgiven of their sins, because the snare is being set for the wicked, and God's going to rise to judge. It's going to be intense and massive what we're coming into, the fulfillment. Read what Jesus said in the Olivet Discourse, Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 17, Luke 21. Ask the Lord to open your eyes. Seek God with a pure heart, a humble, meek heart of obedience with a clean conscience. Close off yourself to the influences of the world, because the world is drunk. They're drinking from the wine press of the wrath of the harlot. She's mixed elixir of fornication, the wrath of her fornication, and the nations are drunk with immorality. They're defiled, their minds are corrupted, and they're alienated from the life of God, and they're going to go right into the snare. And so are the religious ones, the religious blind people that have disobeyed Jesus' teaching, that have not listened to the Lord, followed his teaching, and to follow him. They're following false Christs. They're following false apostles, they're following false prophets, false shepherds, false teachers. And people are heaping to themselves false teachers. And they're becoming corrupted and entangled and ensnared. And a little leaven will leaven the whole lump. This is why Jesus said, beware, take heed, beware of the leaven, which was hypocrisy, which was false doctrine. And in Paul stated in 1 Corinthians 5, it's the immorality. The fornication of an assembly unchecked will spread through all the people that go there. Ladies and gentlemen, I sound the alarm. Seek the face of God. Hear his voice. Hide in him. Hide in the Lord. From Isaiah 26:20. Come, my people, enter thou into your chambers and shut your doors about you. Hide yourself, as it were, for a little moment until the indignation be overpassed. For behold, the Lord comes out of his place to punish. the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her slain. This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm. Stay tuned for To The Point Report with Trevor Davis, RealtyReportNetwork.com. And To The Point Report with Trevor Davis on October 5th, 2015, Monday. President Obama is preparing to use executive actions on gun control. The White House confirmed that President Obama is preparing a series of executive actions on gun control to match his recent passion on the issue after the latest mass shooting in Oregon, Breitbart reports. It's a high priority and will continue to be until we start to more progress on this issue in this town, White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest told reporters today at the press briefing. Earnest said he would quibble with anyone who criticized the president for not voicing any specific gun control proposals during his press conference, asserting that the White House was working behind the scenes for more executive actions on guns. I can't tell you that they're not stumped. They're continuing to review the law that's on the books and continuing to consult with legal authorities, but also others who may have ideas about what steps that can be taken to keep guns out of the hands of criminals, Earnest said. Russia's leader Putin seems to be ending ISIS, Putin sending 150,000 soldiers to Syria to wipe out evil Islamic State, quote, according to express.co.uk. Vladimir Putin is preparing to send 150,000 troops to Syria in a bid to wipe out the evil Islamic State, and once for all, the Russian leader is reportedly mounting an enormous military mission to take control of the terror group's stronghold of Raqqa. The city is the self-declared capital of ISIS in Syria and is patrolled by as many as 5,000 jihadi members. Similar story with Bloomberg Business. Airstrikes targeted training camps in Raqqa, ministry says. Russia intensified its bombardment of militant targets in Syria with warplanes flying more than 20 missions as UK Prime Minister David Cameron joined calls from Moscow to change course in an intervention he described as a grave mistake. The Russian Defense Ministry said on Sunday that 10 Islamic State positions in Syria have been attacked in the past 24 hours, including militant training camps in Raqqa and Idlib provinces. Russian strikes have been broken the management and logistics of the terrorist organization and caused significant damage to the infrastructure used for preparation of terrorist attacks, the ministry said on its website. Laser-guided and concrete-piercing ordnance had been used, it said. Another story, bubbles, financial bubbles. Bubbles are all over the place, according to Russian Today. Former U.S. Congressman Ron Paul, U.S. 2016 presidential race is a mass entertainment orchestrated by the media, three-time presidential candidate and former Congressman Ron Paul told RT as he discussed frontrunner Donald Trump, the government, and the, quote, bubble-making U.S. economy. Paul told RT's Amira David that billionaire presidential hopeful Trump, who earlier vowed to build a massive border wall and end birthright citizenship for babies born to undocumented immigrants, is nothing but an authoritarian. He is an authoritarian, he said, Ron Paul, and he brags about it. I'm the boss. I tell people what to do. The government happens to be a little different than that. The only thing that you do when you want, if you believe in the market, is you want to get rid of the government. But he is talking about having strong taxes on imports. He wants to punish people. He is the boss. So I think he'd be a very dangerous to the economy, Ron Paul stated. And the Dow Jones rallied another 300 points today, still not where it was when it made its historic 1,000-point drop. Look at a chart. Tells the whole picture. Sellers come in, selling on the bounce. This has been a production of RealtyReportNetwork.com with Trevor Davis.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtyReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.